I love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains. I love her far horizons, I love her jewel sea, her beauty and her terror, the wide brown land for me. That was a popular stanza excerpted from My Country, one of the best-known works of poetry in Australia, by Dorothy McKellar, which perfectly captures the natural beauty and the heart and spirit of Australia. Awe-inspiring, surreal, breathtaking. These are words that are used to describe the Australian land and its coastline. The Great Barrier Reef, located in the Coral Sea off the northeast coastline, is the largest natural feature on Earth, stretching more than 2,300 kilometres. The Australian outback, with its spectacular scenery and primal mythology, has long been revered as one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Heading further inland to Australia's red centre, Eyre's Rock or Uluru, a giant sandstone monolith, is a spectacular sight, which changes colour according to the position of the sun. The massive rock domes date back 500 million years and are rich in indigenous artwork and lore. Have you ever heard a kookaburra laugh? This is just one of the fascinating animals unique to Australia. And then there is the kangaroo, perhaps the most famous Australian animal. This loving marsupial adorns the Australian coat of arms because it never takes a backward step, always moves forward. And if you ever visit Australia, don't miss the opportunity to snuggle up with a cuddly koala. It will take you straight to heaven. Australians have a warm, light-hearted and generous nature. Anywhere you go, you will be greeted with a friendly, "G'day, mate." It's comforting to know that you have 20 million friends who will always be there if needed. When the bushfires broke out and continued to burn for 49 days in Victoria, Australia, in late 2006 and early 2007, Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her concerns and sent help to the victims. Our association members in Sydney and Melbourne quickly contributed financially to the Country Fire Authority and local fire station to help out with the firefighting efforts. To this day, our association members continue to be active members in the community and help out with the promotion of a healthy lifestyle through the vegetarian diet at different events throughout the year. And now please join us on Words of Wisdom today for an insightful lecture entitled "It Is You Who Bless Yourself," delivered by Supreme Master Qinghai in Brisbane, Australia on March 21st, 1993. We
have heard that the great masters of all time can bless people, can cure the sick, heal the blind, etc. Or can give us liberation by just the glance of their eyes or touch of their hands or by mere thinking of their name. We worship all these personages. But why don't we aspire to be one? And then we can bless other people, bless ourselves, and bless the world. That's why we suffer, because we don't use our power. And we always craving and craving and feel some emptiness within our heart, for which no worldly possessions, no positions, and no any of the earthly beauties can fulfill in a long term. That's why people become so-called greedy or craving for sex, for fame, for profit. Not because they are bad in their heart, just because they are too empty. They don't know why they want money, even they had already enough. They don't know why they have to wallow always in sexual unfulfillment. They don't know why they have to take drugs and all that. Just because they can't find fulfillment in this world. These are intelligent people. These are truly some of the highly developed souls. They're lost in the maze and they feel frustrated. Therefore, if we have enlightenment, if we find the power inside which fulfills all desires, which is above all desires, then we are free from all desires. We will have everything. We will have more things, but we don't desire anything. And even if we have less, we do not desire either. Therefore, many of the sages of India or other nations, they sit still in their house or in their places or go wherever they are invited without any possession, without any fixed abode, and without any desire for anything. But they're always in peace. They're always in love, and they're always in communion with God. And the man who sits in a palace somewhere with 1,001 servants at his command and billions of dollars, but not satisfied, and always in sorrow or in anxieties of some kind. Equally, for the poor man, he has nothing, he desires for things. He's not happy because he doesn't have enough. And the rich man has a lot, he worries that something might befall him. Somebody will take away from him, cheat him, and maybe take his life because of his property. Therefore, enlightenment is a must. Enlightenment means knowing the light within ourselves. Enlighten. The light within us will guide every footstep in our life to the correct destination. The word of God, the sound, the vibration, the musical of heaven will whisper to us all the wisdom in the universe and what we can do in our daily life until we fulfill our duty as the blessing giver in this earth. Then we can live to a higher sphere in the universe where we enjoy what we would like to enjoy, where everything's are there without having to ask. We present to you, or we remind you in this process, just to become self-master, just to gain back what you have forgotten or lost through delusion in life, through the busyness of this world. When we see the way on earth as well as the way to heaven through this light, which is immaterial, which we can't see with the eyes. But we can sometimes. When we are more highly developed, we can see it with the open eyes also. But now our eyes are not trained enough to withstand such terrifying brightness of this heavenly light. Therefore, sometimes God has veiled them to protect us. Therefore, do not say why God doesn't let everyone see it. We are not trained enough. Even Jesus has light around them, but not everyone see. Even I have light also, but not all of you see. Maybe some of you see. I just, for your information, by the way, I'm not proud of it. I'm used to it. Just like you wear your clothes or you wear your long hair, it's a very natural thing that we no longer feel it. We're too accustomed to it. And the light is within all of us. You will be shining all like angels if you tune in with your own supreme power and know your own position. Why do we have to be a man of weakness? Why don't we become great men again, like ancient sages, like the present saints that we worship, that we heard so much about, and their biographies, their books, their philosophy, we so much enjoy. Why don't we become one and write our own books? It is not truly the books that is important. It's not that we want to be a saint for the sake of being known, but it is to bless this world so that our world will not become destroyed. If the prophecy was to be true, then the more so we must be enlightened. We must grace this earth with God power, which is given to us to do it. Otherwise, we live for 70 years, 60 years, 100 years even, and what? What is that all to human's life? Is the many morsels that we eat, that we cling to, or the clothes that we wear that is so fantastic about human life? Or is it the sport car that makes our life great? Or what else? Even our possession, our many children, our wives, our husbands, also will be gone together with all other material substance. So I invite you to be great men. Because I respect you. Because I know you have what Jesus has. I know you have inside what Buddha possesses. I know what I have gained, you have inside. And it's a pity that you live your life without knowing your greatness, without using it for our world. If we truly love our Earth planet, if we truly love our later generation, we love our children, then we must bless it. We can't bless it with our 8 hours a day work. Plenty of people do that since centuries, and it doesn't alter anything much. We have to bless it with the supreme power, with the God grace, which is in all of us. If the purpose of our life is just to come here and eat some meals many days and then have a car and then have children and then die, then I don't think it's worth it to worship God at all. If God created us like this, just to make fun of us, it's like a bad joke. And I don't think God is worthy for us to worship. So what is it that makes us feel very awesome from God? What is that? Because He gives us this incredible power, incredible love. We can't love our neighbor until we find that love. Because any limited love from our brain, from our habitual, conceptual thinking, way of doing, is limited. We have to love without love even, without the brain-computer interfering definition of love. We love then, but we don't know that we love. It is the Father, it's the all-pervading power that loves. We work, but we don't work. It's the power that works. We give to people, but we don't think that we give anymore. At that time, then we truly love people, and we truly give in charity, and we truly fulfilling our duty as a human instrument on earth to bless other beings to evolve into higher consciousness. Recent years, thousands, millions, trillions of people are practicing the light and sound method, so the world has become better. Political conflicts has minimized in all the nations, and the people are having less fear for the world war. We can keep a sign and relax to rebuild where there is ruin. It might look a little bit chaotic at the moment, but it is the way. It looks like after you're pulling an old house down, it is messy for the time being, but we'll clean it and we will make a new house. Whenever you move house or you do some drastic change in your environment, it looks messy at first. It looks very untidy and unclean. But that is just only the changing interim period. I'm sure if all of us walk God-like on earth, we do not need to seek paradise elsewhere, especially in Australia. We have beautiful scenery, land so vast, people are so relaxed and open because the space is open. They don't feel pressure of the cramped, crowded city. Therefore, I think why the Australian people are more open than in many of other nations. And I think why Brisbane people are even more open, because you have a kind of holiday atmosphere here. Every day is holiday. Yeah. You can go to the beach anytime, whereby other people have to spend a lot of money to look at it just for a few days or a few weeks, or you're living next door to it. And you have beautiful mountains and all kind of, yeah, nature wonder. So if we have this super consciousness also awakened within us, and we use that to deal with daily duties while we are sojourn on this world, then you will find even trees has life. They speak to you even. And when you arrange a fruit plate, it looks like it just plucked from the trees. Look like still on the tree even. So fresh and so lively, there is an energy pulsating within these fruit dishes. And you see things differently. You experience God everywhere, on the bus, on the airplane, on the train, and in the bathroom even. Sorry, this is the truth. And then we can say truly, God is all-pervading, God is everywhere.
How do the precepts define sexual immorality more fully?
It is just to keep your balanced state of mind. If you have too many involvements at the same time, you will be too busy and confused and physically probably exhausted to do any work in life as well as spiritual practice. And also it is maybe painful feeling that we give our neighbors if we take his wife without his permission, don't you think? So what we don't like others to do to us, we don't do it to others.
Why do children die?
Maybe they don't need to suffer like we do. So they leave quickly. Yeah? Maybe God wants them quicker than He wants us. Yeah? But actually, none of us die at all. Only the physical body changes. If we have something to do in this country for over a period of 70 years, and this fate has been prescribed in our destiny, then we will live in Australia for 70 years. If we have to do here only for a short while, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, for some purpose, then we can only stay here for 10 minutes. For example, I came just now from Taiwan, and I will be here only a few more days to fulfill my purpose here in Australia. Then I am called to another country. I'll be in Hawaii, America, Europe, because I have other engagements. Similarly, we come and go to different destinations according to the plan of the universe.
Can you please explain? He who sees action in inaction and inaction in action, verily he knows the scriptures. From the Bhagavad Gita.
This seeing is not the seeing with the intellectual understanding, but is the inner realization of doing without doing. Just like I have just been speaking to you, that you give, but then you not have the ego feeling of I give, and we love, but not even standing there analyzing that I love my neighbor. We will be full of love, but we don't even know it. We will be doing plenty of things at the same time, but in a very short period. And sometimes doing 1,001 things in different places, but we stay right here. That is the action in non-action. That's why sometimes after Jesus, for example, Jesus had so-called died, many people saw him in different places. And even before he died, his disciples saw him in different places at the same time. So with the Buddha and Krishna and other great masters who were sent down by God. That is the action in non-action. And who realize that power, the supreme power within, can do that without doing. You may be sitting here talking to the audience or doing anything, but at the same time you appear in 1,001 different worlds and different nations and even different galaxies to teach and help whoever needs or call your name. That is action in non-action. Because we don't work anymore. It is the supreme power, the universal link of the whole power that works wherever necessary, just like a network.
Is there a step-by-step daily program to follow to experience the enlightenment you speak of?
Yes, we have to discover day by day our greatest power. It's not really a program, it's just like a habit. Just like every day you sleep 2 hours or work 8 hours, then we set aside 2 or 3 hours to know ourselves, and that's it. It's not really a fixed program. But you may do that at interval. Just like in the morning you wake up a little early, you do it 1 hour or half an hour accordingly, and at lunch break another half an hour, while on the bus, 20 minutes, on the train, 40 minutes, yeah, or in the park, sitting on the beach and enjoying the breeze while enjoying your inner breeze as well. So altogether, add it up, it will be even more than 2.5 hours or 3 hours. It's very easy. Yes.
Or how did we lose the ability to love our inner self and therefore others?
Oh. Because we're too busy. We're too busy with our daily life. We're too busy with our job. Too busy with taking care of the demands of others, and we didn't turn inward. But if we know it, we can do it every day and everywhere. It's very simple, because our inner self is always present. Every time we are born again, we are given the same chance again to remember our godlike self inside, but we have forgotten.
There is a question from an 8-year-old that says, "Do you believe in God is here?"
I do believe, because God is here, truly. Look at your neighbor. God is in them. God is in me, in you. The only difference, perhaps, is that I know and you didn't take time to know yet.
Isn't it true that one must go through one's own karma? In the notes you say you remove the karma with initiation.
Right. That's correct. And it's always happened and has been proved, verified. At the time of initiation, we awaken the greatest power inside. We can erase all things. That's a way of erasing karma. Otherwise, we can't do it with the brain power, because it's limited, because our karma is limitless. We have to use the limitless power in order to erase it. It's very simple. Just like to know, you know how to erase a computer program. You just push which button and all the whole thing's gone. Not traces left. If you don't know it, even you stand there 1,000 years, it's still there. If the computer lasts that long.
Why do you think that it is easy to become enlightened for an average person or human being? What do you mean by easy?
I mean easy. When I say easy, it means easy. You can get enlightenment just like that. Is that easy enough? Easier than you breathe, easier than you eat your food, easier than you walk, easier than you choose which clothes you put on Sunday morning. Is that easy enough? Even 6-year-old children, 10-year-old children can do it. So can it be called difficult? We are too used to a complicated life and complicated way of getting things and costly way of getting things, that when somebody else offers it free of charge and at your doorstep, you kind of set back, I haven't seen this kind of thing before, must be something wrong. But have faith in the goodness of God, in the grace of the universal love. We are not here to pay for everything we want. We are the children of God. We should have everything free of charge. But because we have not this faith, so all right, pay for whatever you need to, but not by me. You don't need to pay anything. And it's very simple. If you want to find a complicated way and go elsewhere, here, very simple. At the time of initiation, you just sit there and wait for the God power to pull you up and open the kingdom for you. You will see light streaming forth to you. You will hear wisdom, and you will change anew into the baby. And you know everything different.
How can we give more love and kindness to more people?
As I have mentioned, we must have this limitless love first. We must discover it. If we do not have this limitless love within us, then we can't give even if we want to. So, please, get enlightenment. Get this love within you, the boundless love from God. And then we give without people asking. We give without knowing that we give. People just feel love from us.
What is the future of the world?
How do I know? And what for? What for? I will be only here for maybe another decade or two if I'm that unfortunate. What for do I know the future of the world? It's the business of the earthians to worry about this. But as I told you already, if we are enlightened, or many of us are enlightened, the world will be bright, and the fruits and everything will grow in abundance, and the atmosphere of the world will be clean and washed, and of course it will be brighter, the future. If not, maybe God has to take it away and rebuild a new one. I don't blame him. If we don't clean our house, we let our house degrade into endangering state, then the government will pull it if we don't do it ourselves, and then try to build new house for us.
How does one deal with violence and anger in people who are close to us, people we live with?
What do you think? Jesus has told us to return hatred with kindness. That's the only way. Anytime you feel violence or hatred, just close your eyes and pray to God. Pray sincerely.
Why are we in a state of illusion?
Because we don't want to be enlightened. It's very simple. If you want to erase this state of illusion, then please come for initiation. You know right away. There's only one hair breadth difference between enlightenment and illusion.
How did you discover your method of enlightenment, and how does it differ from other systems?
How I discover? God led me to discover in it. But the method itself, without an enlightened master, is not important. And what's the difference between our guide and others is that we give immediate enlightenment, and that we give without any cost, now, here and hereafter. We give without any condition at all. And you have lasting every day, and then you can meditate every day, and you can enjoy your wisdom every day. And then you become your own master, instead of slaving to some master, whether past, present, or future.
Thank you.
We thank you for your kind company on today's Words of Wisdom. Please tune in again on Tuesday for the conclusion of It Is You Who Bless Yourself. And now please stay tuned for music and poetry on Supreme Master Television. May God bless you and your loved ones.